all of your weather details about the week coming up here for you shortly. Well, it is time to get our Monday talk around started. And I'm guessing this is one of the busiest ladies in town. Normally, Sandy Teeley's in here to talk about the food pantry. But today we're going to switch gears. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning.
Good to have you. Good to have you here again, as always.
Thank you.
You're involved in a lot of things, Sandy Teeley.
A few.
You're making the most of it. We're here to talk about the Literary Club. You got a big event coming up. Tell us about this.
We do. Throughout the year, we're really busy with different projects, but we need to raise some dollars for sponsoring and supporting those projects. And our big rummage and bake sale is coming up on Saturday. And that is our only fundraiser that we use. So we're really encouraging everybody to come out and support it.
Okay, so you're going to have good food there.
We're going to have really good baked goods.
How many years have you been doing this, Sandy, this rummage sale?
I was trying to total it up. I'm guessing around 15, maybe.
That's a lot of good food in 15 years. And a lot of good books, too, I'm guessing.
Yes, yes.
So how many members are there in the Literary Club here locally? Can you thumbnail it for me?
Probably right around 18.
Okay, 18 members. And again, this is this money raised will be used to basically fund things that go on through the club, correct?
Correct. We do all kinds of things during the year. We sponsor a blood drive, like for the Festival of Lights that's at Christmas time, the trees down in Town Center Square. We supply one of those. And we have different things we help with in students. We send two students to the music camp. And then we also supply the transportation fees for the Hobie students, and we send a couple for that, which is a leadership program.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so then we also have done things like the two dragons that are at Leech Public Library. We bought those and supplied those for the library. And then we have a big project we do, which is our we call them welcome home baskets, but it's for people who are transitioning from being on the streets to a home, whether it be an apartment or whatever. And that is through SENCA, the Southeast North Dakota. So it's anybody in the southeast part of the state, that corner, may get one of those baskets from us. And that has everything from personal items to hygiene items to cleaning items to brooms and dustpans to towels and dishes and pots and pans and everything they might need to set up their household, except furniture. But we do supply the sheets and beddings, and Bethel Church has been good about supplying a quilt for each basket also. So it helps them move in. And that is one of our costlier items, of course. And so we really need some help and have everybody come in. The rummage sale has tons of items, and we really have some fun items this year. So come and check it out and tell us what you think. And buy a baked good while you're there. Have some breakfast.
You and the club are doing a lot of good things for people, Sandy.
Thank you.
That's got to make you feel good, and definitely a great sense of purpose there.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say we supply a lot of volunteer hours. That is a part of our group of what we want to do is get out and volunteer in the community. And we totaled it up, and this year we came up with 1,647 hours that were volunteered, with monetary gifts also. We supplied over 31,000 to the community this year in volunteer and monetary.
That is incredible. And again, when you're talking about the two towns, it's clubs like this that make it great. Definitely a good thing going on. Sandy, the rummage sale, run through it one more time, when and where.
Okay. It is on Saturday, and it's from 8 to 4, and it's down at the community center.
All right. And we're going to be talking. We've got it on our promo sheets, too, so we'll be talking more about it throughout the week.
Great.
Anything else you want to add, Sandy, before we wrap it up here this morning?
I think I've pretty much covered what I wanted
to say. Holy smokes. Well, again, you're doing so much good for the community and so much good for people. Keep up the good work. Okay?
Thank you. And thank you for your support.
You bet. Always, again, open door for the Literary Club. Big rummage sale coming up Saturday. It's 8:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Hi, this is Ward Cater with Vision for Lincoln and Wahpeton. From classic to today's country, news, weather, and sports, I listen to the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer.